Sittenfeld, a 31-year-old Cincinnati councilman, took questions from the group of about three dozen people on any issue. But first, he spent 20 minutes on a single topic, changing gun laws.
Universal background checks with no gun show or internet or other loopholes, reinstating a ban on assault weapons that have no business being in our neighborhoods and in our streets, making straw purchasing a federal crime. And then I think there's some innovative things like potentially micro stamps on ammunition, things like that. So, you know, there is a host of proposals that can be passed. We need leaders that have the political will and the courage to do so.
Sittenfeld says neither his opponent in the Democratic primary in March, former Governor Ted Strickland, nor the GOP incumbent Rob Portman has shown leadership on the issue.
I'm seeing very little courage on the issue of gun safety and gun violence from either Ted Strickland or Rob Portman. And I'll be honest, that comes as no surprise because Rob Portman has an A rating from the NRA and Ted Strickland has an A-plus rating from the NRA. So I don't think this is an issue in which they're in any position to make the change we so desperately need.
Sittenfeld especially pressed the question of why Portman has not supported a ban of people on the federal terrorist watch list from being able to buy guns. Some opponents of such a ban say those on the watch list have not been convicted of crimes and could end up there because of mistakes or a vendetta. Portman has said he supports more thorough background checks, but thinks that could be accomplished through better collection and sharing of data and enforcement of existing laws. Strickland will be speaking at the Akron Press Club in January. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.